So, Dr. Ashim, I think a lot of people are hearing about this conflict between Israel and Hamas and Palestine, and maybe don't understand exactly what's going on. So, for people who are trying to get a grasp of what's happening, can you explain why these attacks are happening?
I will try to do my best, Chris, because this is something that we are also trying to understand. What is the interest of Hamas, the terrorist group, currently doing it? But we know that from our history that what they're trying to do on an ongoing basis, whether it's in a something that's happening now, whether it's something that happened in the past, what they're trying to do is to hit and kill as many Israeli civilians as possible. And what we're experiencing in the last few days was Hamas launching more than 1,000 missiles into Israeli cities, including Jerusalem, the capital, where I was just visiting until a few days ago, Tel Aviv, Ashkelon, Ashdod, Holon. These are major, major cities in Israel. And these rockets actually made disturb the flow of life for thousands of civilians who needed to run to shelter, including my family, my friends, who I see every day and talk to. And this really led to the loss of life, severe injuries, trauma for many. So what we're experiencing here is the Hamas terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip trying to disturb the lives of civilians in the state of Israel.
So these conflicts have been going on for a long time, but from what I understand, this latest one has to do with a hearing that was happening regarding the eviction of some Palestinians from Israel.
So what if you're referring to the situation in Jerusalem, we are talking about Sheikh Jarrah. This is a conflict between families. This is connected to real estate. Of course, there are more national things that people try and connect them to. But this was something else. And here what Israel tried to do to seek calmness and to achieve calmness in Jerusalem, the government asked the Supreme Court to postpone the decision and the resolution in 1 month. So this was just another excuse for them to try and shoot at Israelis. So the connection between one real estate conflict in Jerusalem, between two parties, and the Gaza Strip terrorists, it's this connection. This is something that they wanted to bring into the front. They have issues between them and the Palestinian Authority. They canceled the elections in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip for who will be leading there, and they are trying to show power and show that they are there, and this is an internal conflict, and Israel is here the victim.
I think some of the controversy is, does Israel have the right to fire rockets into Palestine? What would you say in regard to that?
So Israel is not firing rockets at Palestine. So what we're experiencing here are thousands of missiles shot from the Gaza Strip by terrorists at Israeli schools, at Israeli buses. There was a bus exploding yesterday from a direct hit. Only by chance there were no casualties on this incident, but we had other incidents. The houses are being completely destructed by missiles, and people are in shelters. And what Israel is doing is its right for self-defense. Israel is retaliating, and Israel warns, actually, the Hamas before Israel comes and destroys the building of the Hamas terrorist organization. Israel phones the people there in order to avoid loss of life of innocent civilians. And they are really combating, looking very specifically at the Hamas terrorists who are leading this activity. And we are differentiating between the Hamas terrorists and the civil population who is not connected to what's happening. So this is the big difference between the two sides here. One side is aiming at civilians. The other side is trying to do whatever possible to avoid civilian casualties.
What role will the U.S. play in this, or should the U.S. play in this?
So the U.S., as the closest allies of Israel, as President Biden said, as Secretary of State Blinken said, Israel has the right to self-defense, and America will always be there for Israel, and we guarantee and we trust that this alliance will continue and that America will support and understand. As much as any American would see, if there will be rockets shot at their town, they would understand why America would retaliate. And this is also the case in America. We are getting a lot of support of governors, of the governor of Indiana and others who are supporting Israel and its right for self-defense.
Okay, is there anything that I haven't asked that you think is germane to this situation?
So, Chris, what I want to say is that we are praying for peace. We want peace. And there's nothing more than we want than to bring calmness to the Middle East and peace to the Middle East. This is a place for all religions. We all cherish the fact that Jews, Christian, and Muslim live aside next to each other in coexistence, and we want this to continue. And therefore, these terrorist organizations who are doing everything possible to disturb this coexistence, we need to cut them and not allow them to succeed.
Well, Dr. Ashim, thank you so much for your insight.
Thank you, Chris, for having me, and thank you for the listeners.